Mike Cody, senior editor, News and Business, New Hampshire, and the leader, Michael Cousineau, who's one of his folks, who I think has become really one of the top enterprising news reporters in our region now, right now. Story about a new jobs report, but also a pretty big distribution center in Hudson. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jack. Yeah, so I'll start with the distribution center. This is from John Phelps this morning. Remember back, the last couple of years, Amazon was going to go into Hudson at the former, well, it's actually still operating, the Green Meadow Golf Club property. They were going to do a big distribution center there. Well, they backed away from that as the plans kind of, got back and forth from with people living in the town. And now Target's going to go in there. They're going to operate a 1.4 million square foot distribution center and hire about 2,100 workers to operate it. Target has 10 stores in New Hampshire, so this is one of the many distribution centers that operates around the country for, I guess, a couple thousand stores. Mike Cousineau's report from Sunday in his What's Working project was looking at the state report talking about how many workers we're going to see, the growth we're going to see over the next 10 years of 7.5% in the decade ending in 2030. He had an accompanying story that this state needs more than 66,000 new housing units by that same year to accommodate population growth. So, we want to bring these workers in. We've got to build the homes for them to live in. So there's a lot going on here, but good for New Hampshire if we can keep up with the pace.
Yeah, these distribution centers, some have worked and some, one of my buddies was posting down in near where I grew up, in North Shore, Boston. I think it might be Revere near Wonderland. There's a big Amazon distribution thing that's now just empty. So sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but this could be big news for the regional area of Hudson.
Yeah, and I think once somebody's in there and this thing is operating, these big projects, it'll be Target. Someday maybe it could be somebody else. But I think overall, long-term, it's a good thing. People live around there, so of course they're worried about traffic and things like that. But this is a little bit smaller. The project's been reduced by about 50%. So a little bit less of an impact than what they were expecting, I think.
All right. I appreciate it, Michael Cody. And then the jobs report, just with the what's your take on that?
We're looking at 10 years of growth, and not surprisingly, the southern part of the state is getting more of that growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, defense and aerospace, that's certainly a big growth area. Medical is a big growth area. Nash was expected to get about 7,500 jobs during the decade, which is pretty close to that 7.5%.
I appreciate it. Michael Cody, one of the senior editors of New Hampshire and Leader. Good stuff. Good stuff this morning. What's the timetable on that Hudson project?
Oh, let's see. Well, I think over the next year. It's going to take a little while. They have their approvals now, so it's going to be, get the building now.
It's going to be right on target? No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Bad joke. Thank you, Michael.
We'll find out. Thanks a lot, Jack.
All right. Take care. Michael Cody.